have a responsibility here to raise a kind of a society that perhaps respects each other. There's a total lack of respect for anyone to describe anybody as being ugly or fat or disgusting. What is that about? Why are we teaching our children? Stop it and stop it now.
Katie, stop it now.
Well, you know, I would ask your caller back, you know, does she have health issues? Does she have breathing issues? Does she have a problem with her own weight? And I'd suggest the answer.
No, I don't.
Yes. Oh, no problem at all.
I'm a fitness instructor. I teach exercise for larger women. How about that?
If that's
your particular profile, I'm sure it doesn't. This is just nonsense profiling.
Do you want to share how heavy you are?
I'm throwing insults around.
Do you want to share how heavy you are?
I'm very large. I'm extremely large, but I'm fit. I'm in the gym 3 times a week. I have no idea what size I am, but I don't care, frankly. I care about my life much more than I care about what my body looks like.
And do you care about the fact that we now have, you know, half of Wales being obese? Do you care about the fact we have 1 in 3 children in primary school that are obese? Do you want to blame me for that as well?
You can quote as many figures as you like at me. They're produced by people who have a vested interest in producing obesity statistics and make them an awful lot of money. If you want to support that industry, you carry on. But as far as I'm concerned, people are people, and they deserve to be treated with respect, irrespective of what body size they have, or what disability, what anything they have. Respect is absolute.
Fine, you can respect all you want, but 1 in 3 of our children in primary schools is now obese. That is a disgusting statistic.
Nonsense statistic, that, and you can carry on somewhere else. I really have no time to listen to that. Make your point and make it without putting in obesity nonsense, please.
I made it with a point that's taken from the BBC, from their latest statistics on primary school welfare, so it's not a load of nonsense. What is a load of nonsense?
It is. If you look behind it, you'll find there's a drug company behind it.
They're carrying an awful lot of weight.
I know that report.
I think it's okay to put pressure on our system, that think it's okay to bring up an entire generation twice the size that they should be. That is disgusting. That is what's wrong with this country. And what's wrong with this country is the PC correctness that's forcing us to not talk about it. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about the issue in order that we can start to deal with it. And the way we're going to deal with it is by people putting less in their mouths and moving more. That's the only solution.
But Katie, do we have to be so blunt? I mean, you know, do you worry about making people who are overweight, maybe they have a problem? Don't you worry about making them feel bad?
No, I don't worry about it too much at all. You know, at the end of the day, I look a little bit like a horse. People call me horse face. I don't really mind that too much because I do.